Welcome to the interview on the Raptors Republic Podcast Network. I'm Andrew Damelin. We continue our series on the Raptors 905, and today we got two Raptors 905 players on the pod. Their second round pick from last year, Jalen Harris, and a new pickup, Gary Payton II, who's definitely been making a splash for the 905. He's got two games of seven steals each, both franchise records, and he's also got a number of highlight reel dunks. So let's get right to it. First, let's hear from Jalen Harris. There's a couple of interesting guys on your team. You got Trace Tinkle, who was coached by his dad in college, and we got you, who was coached by your dad and trained by your dad throughout your younger years. I was wondering, could you tell me the biggest benefits of being coached by your father?
I'd say one thing is, you know, you have somebody who's around that, you know, knows your game more than anybody. And so for me personally, like, him being my biggest critic was always a plus for me because, you know, I knew at the end of the day he always had, you know, my best interest in mind. And so for that, you know, for that piece, I feel like that was a good thing for me to be able to, you know, get better and be able to really focus on the little things that, you know, only those eyes can see. You know what I mean? So I'm sure Trace has, you know, similar feelings with that piece as well.
Yeah, and so your dad went to SMU, played basketball, as did your mom. And as some people know, your mom actually was playing while you were in the womb. 4 months pregnant, she was becoming an SMU Hall of Famer. Now, I know she didn't coach you, but, and I'm not sure if you've been asked about this, but can you tell me what her game was like?
She was like a four, you know. She kind of played around a 15-foot range, 15-foot and more is what, you know, kind of what I've heard and what I've seen. She had a nice little jump shot. She can get to the rim. You know, she has some post moves, stuff like that. She put up some great numbers in college, like you said. And so I think she had a pretty well-rounded game overall.
Yeah, she makes the Hall of Fame, and like you said, she got the mid-ranger. You got the mid-ranger going as well, working on that three-point shot. And so you head off to college. You transfer a couple of years in over to Nevada. You're in the Mountain West Conference, and I'm not sure if at the Mountain West you have the same feeling as Canadians do. Now, Canadians have this inferiority complex where they want the attention of the Americans, of the big country beneath them. They want the attention. They want the recognition. They want the nationally televised games for the Raptors. Do you get that same feeling as a player out of the Mountain West with the Power Five conferences?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think, you know, like, kind of the same understanding that you just, I think a lot of people underestimate the Mountain West, you know, as being one of those conferences, you know, one of those lower level conferences. But I think, you know, individual wise, if you look at it, it might have been four guys drafted from the Mountain West this year or something like that, some one of those numbers. And so I think individually that's good. And I think, you know, year in and year out, you always have at least a team or two who's, you know, top 25, who's, you know, got a nice resume built up, who might get slept on, you know, kind of similar to what you just described, the Canadians feeling.
Yeah, and out of Nevada especially, there have been a number of NBA players. JaVale McGee is one. And during your transfer year, you were actually practicing with the Martin twins, both on the Hornets. And I was wondering, what were those practice battles like?
They were great. Super competitive, first and foremost. And I think that was one thing that helped me prepare for my last year in college, for sure. Just going up day in and day out against that high level caliber of players, such as the Martin twins and a couple other guys on that team, Trayshawn Thurman, Jordan Caroline. There's a few guys I can go on, but, you know, high level professionals. So I just think that got me ready for my last year and also for this year, is, you know, my first year in.
Yeah, and you know, you obviously excel in your 1 year at Nevada, and I wanted to play a little game, a little trivia game called Name That Date with Jalen Harris. See if you can recognize the date during your college career and what happened on that date in a specific game. Are you ready?
All right, yeah, we can give it a try.
Okay. February 12th, 2020.
February 12th. I don't know. I know it's a conference game. Sounds like a conference game.
It was a conference game. Now, you had just scored four straight 30-plus point games. This was the game after that.
Oh, okay. So at UNLV.
That's right. So you score 29 points. You don't finish that. That's right. So can you take me through sort of, you know, that level of competition and bringing your team through in that night?
That night specifically, I know that, you know, I remember thinking back on it. I might have been like 0-for-8 from the three or something.
I think you're right.
I didn't shoot the ball very well from the field. You know, it was just one of those nights. You know, that was a tough team. It was in a hostile environment, and I think that, you know, to go out there and just find a way to win, you know, however it needed to be. You know, I might have had, you know, 13, 14, whatever my high rebounds was, you know what I mean, just trying to do whatever we could to win. Honestly, that was a big rival game for us, and so, you know, that was kind of my mindset going into it, whether the shot fell or not.
Yeah, and one other game I had for you, and you probably won't recognize the date right away. It's November 25th, 2019. It was a game against Bowling Green. And do you remember there was one highlight that happened in that game? Does that immediately come to mind, or should I describe it for you?
Is it a dunk?
Yes, the dunk. So there's this massive dunk on a guy named Marlon Sierra from Bowling Green. And for guys like us listening to this who can only dream of rising up and dunking on somebody, can you describe the feeling of not only the dunk, but rising up and knowing that you're about to crown somebody?
It's just electric, honestly. You know, that's when it happens. It's real exciting. It's real, real passionate moment, I'd say. But, you know, when you're in the air, it's real satisfying. You know what I mean? Once you kind of get an understanding of you know you're about to make it. You know the situation. You see people jumping and the guys around, and you know, I just feel like I get really excited in those moments.
Yeah, no, it's something that people can't relate to, but except when they're playing video games or on a Nerf hoop. So it's cool to hear it described by different players. And the last date I have for you, which I think you'll recognize, is January 8th, 2021.
January 8th. Oh, that's recent. That was that the first NBA game?
That's right. Yeah, against the Kings. Do you remember Coach Nurse saying, "Hey, Jalen, come into the game"? And did your heart skip a beat in that moment?
Yeah, that moment it did, for sure. I was sitting on the sideline, kind of, you know, waiting on that time, waiting on not knowing. And when it happened, you know, it's the first time you ever called my name. And so I think that, you know, me personally, like you said, it skipped the beat first. Then my initial, you know, I hopped up out of my seat. I pulled my sweats off real fast. You know, it was one of those type of moments for me.
Now, I remember I asked Chris Boucher the same question, and he said, "I was not ready when I was called in for Golden State." Did you feel like you were ready when your name was called? Or did you, like, look up, like, the teacher saw you, like, texting or something? Which one was it?
Yeah, I think I was more surprised the first time. Wasn't really knowing what to anticipate, and so I think that was how I felt the first time. But after that, like I said, I think it's real. I was kind of wide-eyed after the first time, and so the next couple of times I was definitely just sitting on the bench eyeing him.
Yeah, so obviously you're hoping to get regular minutes with the big club. You're sent down to the G League in order to get professional minutes. And you're being head coached by Patrick Mutombo. Now you're 8 games in. I was wondering, and this is my last one for you, I really appreciate it. What have you learned about Coach Mutombo through 8 games in the bubble?
I'll tell you one thing is he's a passionate guy. And he as more as opposed to, he does a lot of coaching, I'll say, but I feel like he does a great job of motivating. You know, he knows the right things to say. I also think that, for me personally, like, I pay attention to how much he pays attention to detail. You know, I think that's a big thing for everybody in this system, everybody in this program or whatnot. But I think he does, you know, a real good job of finding the little things day in and day out for us to continue to work on.
Yeah, and it seems like based on, you know, our media availabilities with him is that he's a really serious guy, but he's got so much empathy for his players. He's really... Mm-hmm. He's really rooting for them, and I appreciate that you're nodding in agreement. Anyway, listen, Jalen, we really appreciate the time. Our 10 minutes is up, so we wish you luck with the rest of the season. Hopefully you get back with the big club, and hopefully we see all that talent showcased on the biggest stage.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking the time.
Everyone, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports podcasting experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join. All right, on to the second half of our interview series today. We got Raptors 905 guard and sixth man of the year contender Gary Payton II. Gary, so you're among a few veterans on this team, and you're in a really, what I would see, at least interpret as a stressful situation. You know, you've bounced around, but you seem like the loosest player on the team. Is that accurate?
Over my few seasons I've been in here already. You know, it's just every season. You know, it gets a lot slower each year. Watching film, reps in the games and whatnot, you know, playing games, is just games slow down for me and down here in G. So, and, you know, I can just help my teammates, you know, especially the young guys, you know, try to be fast-paced and, you know, speed it up, you know, just try to let them figure out, you know, how to slow the game down, but also, you know, guide them at the same time.
Yeah, and you seem to play the game with some joy, and it wasn't always that way for you growing up. There was apparently a point where the game was kind of sour for you, but there was a turning point in an article that I read. It was when you met a coach before your junior year of high school, Daryl Jordan. It helped you develop your game and your confidence. But I wanted to ask you, your mom also said that there was a turning point for you when you started to love the game of basketball again. Do you know what she said?
Do you know? I don't.
Well, I mean, in the article, anyway, she says that it was the day you learned how to dunk the ball. Do you have a memory of when you first dunked it and how that felt?
I think it was my first dunk was going into my senior year that summer. I think in AAU, we were just a run and jump type of team. We'd press all game for 48 minutes and. I couldn't tell you the exact play, but I think I just got a fast break and I just tried to dunk. I've been practicing dunking all the time and I just dunked it. And from there, you know, just my confidence just went through the roof and that opened up a lot more, my game.
And for us fans out there who don't know what it's like to crown a guy, you've already crowned a couple of guys in this G League bubble. Can you just take us through, at least maybe in the Ignite game on that fast break, that two-handed dunk you had. Can you take us through sort of the emotional arc of when you're about to raise up on a guy, you realize that he's there too late, and you're going to make a poster out of him?
That's kind of hard to explain, but it's just, I would say it's mostly eye contact. And the defender knows, you know, you guys make that eye contact, like, yeah, this is about to happen. So, you know, we meet up at the top and see who comes out on top. And hopefully most of the time I do. And, you know, after that, you know, you got to pat your head 2 times and let them know, you know, I got this, I won this round.
Yeah, you do like to. I saw that head tap. That was a nice swagger move for you. You've come from the NBA and the G League, like I mentioned, bounced around. And you come in with a lot of confidence, but as in this 5-year journey since going undrafted in 2016, has there ever been a moment where you're like, you know what, I don't know if this journey is for me anymore? You ever thought about giving it up?
There's definitely been doubts. You know, it's just what's the word I'm looking for? Adversity. You know, there's going to be adversity on this road, and there's been adversity before. You know, I was in the NBA, so. You know, it's just finding ways and, you know, mental things, you know, to help, you know, keep pushing and keep going towards, you know, towards that goal. And the goal is to, you know, to get a full guaranteed contract. So, you know, there's going to be adversities every day, you know, in and out. So just keep fighting, you know, stay the course, and, you know, good things will come at the end.
And you've been on a number of teams with at least, you know, well-known veterans. I was wondering if you got some good advice. You've played with Brook Lopez, Jason Terry's been known as a wise guy, Matthew Dellavedova. You played with Bradley Beal, although he wasn't playing at the time. Is there a veteran that you've ever looked to that's given you a great piece of advice?
Yeah, I've had a lot of vets. Greg Monroe was on that Milwaukee team. You know, all my old vets, my OGs, JT, Matthew Dellavedova. You know, they were in a prime their time. You know, JT was on his way out. You know, he just taught a very strong lesson that, you know, they taught me, which is, you know, to come every day and be a professional, and, you know, carry yourself as a professional every day. You know, no matter what the situation, you in the rotation, out the rotation, and just always be in the gym and get to work in. You know, you never know when your number's gonna be called, and a guy from my situation. So the best thing for guys like me is just to come and be ready, you know, and just stay ready, so, you know, you don't have to get ready. So they taught me that valuable lesson, you know, just to be a professional. And, you know, there's a lot of different guys that, you know, helped me throughout my game in the years with different teams. Brad, you know, John Wall, of course. People in Houston, whole Houston organization has been great, you know, with my development in G League. And also, you know, so it's just been a organization, you know, just helped me develop. And, you know, I love my old guys, you know, my OG vets for that.
No, that's awesome. I wanted to get you out of here on a couple of what I'm going to call Gary Payton trivia questions.
All right.
So see if you can spot these dates. Okay. Do these dates sound familiar to you? The first one is April 2nd, 2017.
April 2nd. I feel like that's a Milwaukee. I got a call up where that was my first bucket.
That was your debut. And so do you remember when Jason Kidd called you to check into the game and what that felt like?
When was it? I want to say it was first half. It was kind of early in the first half. He told me to go out there, and you know, I was a little stagnant, you know. I was just trying to get a feel for it. I was excited. You know, first call up, first game. So and I know we ran something, and Chris Middleton drove weak side, and I was standing in the slot, and he swung it. I shot my bucket for the first three, and my first bucket, my first shot attempt, everything was a three. Mm-hmm. It went in, got a timeout, came out of the timeout, and my next play was a baseline dunk, kind of on Nerlens Noel. So
nice.
So I think I remember that pretty well.
Did you tap your head?
No, I didn't tap my head. It was too early. I had to get adjusted, you know.
That's probably a good idea. The next date, I got two more for you. November 22nd, 2017.
November 22nd, 2007.
I think playoff? Your first career start.
My first career start. Yeah, after that I started a few games. I remember that Deli was out for a while.
Do you remember the, you know, the player intro, sort of, you know, getting up from the chair and like dapping up guys waiting for you? What that felt like?
Yeah. I did. We go into the starting lineup. That's when everybody, you know, before post COVID was pretty nice. You know, got the lineup, got the Jumbotron, everybody, you know, there. It was nice. You know, it was nice. I liked it.
And yeah, Middleton scored 40 that night, just as a side note, in a win over Phoenix. And the last date I have for you, April 11th, 2018.
April 11th, 2018. Don't tell me. April towards the end of the season. That was when I was at, in L.A.?
You were, yes.
That was the 25-12 game?
I think you're 28, unless I transcribed it wrong. I think you had a career high 28 that day. Maybe it was 25. Either way, it was your career high.
It's 28 or 25.
It was your career high.
No. It was 20. I think it was 25 and 12.
Okay, I should confirm that.
Against the Clippers, me and Josh Hart had a career night that night. I remember that.
Do you remember what that felt like? You know, you're going off. Do you start to feel like, wait, I actually belong in this league?
Yeah, you know, it was the last game of the season. You know, everybody may say it's the last game of the season. You know, everybody doesn't play or whatever, play hard. But, you know, it felt like I showed a lot of teams, you know, I can throw the ball, you know, different ways. And it did feel good to be out there and, you know, just be on the court for a long period of time and just to get a, you know, get a long stretch, you know, just get comfortable in the system and on the court.
That's awesome. Now, listen, hopefully you get that chance again in the NBA. You're making a real nice name for yourself so far for the 905. I really appreciate the time, and Gary, good luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.